Welcome to this month's installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is the second in a series entitled Hot Zone Designs, Past, Present, and Future. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
Thank you for joining us today for another discussion on vacuum furnace hot zone designs, past, present, and future. In our first podcast of this series, Bill Jones provided an excellent analysis of the early years of hot zone designs, as only he could do as a pioneer in vacuum furnace technology. In part two, our discussion will now take a quick glance at the present state of the art of hot zone designs. Bill is on the forefront of modern furnace technology and still has much to contribute to our industry. Let's turn our attention now to present designs. And right now, I don't think anyone would argue against the insulated hot zone being the hot zone of choice and the favorite hot zone for most heat treating applications in a vacuum furnace. Explain to us the innovations that have taken place in the last few years in the graphite insulated hot zone and where you see its place in vacuum furnace technology.
In 1978, I left the Abar Corporation. My wife and I and a team of other engineers founded and started Vacuum Furnace Systems, VFS. When we did that, I had to come up with something new and innovative and not just copy the existing ABAR designs. So I stayed with the round hot zone concept and the solid hearth design of the ABAR furnace, but the basic insulation of the all metal hot zone I changed to a composite insulated hot zone. I changed it so that we had approximately 1 inch of KO wool and 1/2 inch of graphite felt. What this meant was that the furnace could pump into deeper vacuum, not as good as the all metal hot zone, but sufficient enough to process many things that the all metal hot zone would also do. So that was one of the major innovations of the insulated hot zone, the minimum of insulation, but with the ability to operate at higher high vacuum. As I say, the furnace would run into that furnace would pump into the 10 to the minus 5 range, which was very sufficient. And the other issue with that hot zone is that its energy consumption was between that of the Ipsen hot zone, which was down around 5 or 6 watts per square inch, and the ABAR all-metal hot zone, around 20 or so, so that the VFS furnace power consumption was down around 12 watts per square inch, which is a major advantage in the metal hot zone.
So we have several choices in hot zone designs in the vacuum furnace and many combinations of insulation, but yet the all metal hot zone is still with us. Explain the importance of the all metal hot zone and the applications for which it is best suited in vacuum furnace heat treating.
Well, the fact is, Jim, the all-metal hot zone preceded the Ipsen furnace. The all-metal hot zone was built by a company in New England called the Brew Company, by Vacuum Industries and some others that introduced those designs back in the late or middle 1950s, actually. So it is a design that's been around for quite a while. Why would one want to consider an all-metal hot zone versus the insulated combinations, round, square, or otherwise? The metal hot zone has this advantage of having very pure atmosphere. That is, if you look at it with a residual gas analyzer, you don't have graphite components, you don't have the moisture problems, you don't have a lot of issues that the insulated hot zone brings with it to some extent. So what does this mean? Well, there are electronic applications, like if you want to heat treat components that would go into X-ray tubes, or in the electrical field with these electrical vacuum disconnect switches, and in the medical field for processing medical parts, for instance, casings for the heart and for other medical inserts. They all require very high vacuum conditions for the minimum of contamination. So the all metal hot zone remains with us today, and it will be for the future where those critical high vacuum applications are necessary. Yes, the furnace operates with more power, but you put the power into it. With somewhat better shielding designs today, we've been able to compensate for that. For instance, our furnaces today would be normally 4 or 5 all metal heat shields, maybe 1 or 2 stainless steel shields, which gives us a more efficient hot zone than the early days of, let's say, the A-bar hot zone.
Continuing our discussion with present hot zone designs, some of the earlier versions of the insulated hot zone were a combination of insulation materials. As you have mentioned, we used ceramic blanket and graphite felt and graphite foil. Today, we're using mostly graphite materials, graphite in different forms for insulation. Explain why the all-graphite insulated design earns the highest marks in current furnace technology. And what are the applications that are best suited for this type of hot zone?
To comment first on the round hot zone, I think. The round hot zone, which was introduced by A-bar, continued by VFS and then solar manufacturing, has become the design of choice for not only solar manufacturing, but even Ipsen has duplicated that furnace to a number of things, particularly with their Titan design. And other companies around the world have adopted that round hot zone design. And the round hot zone design is an extremely good one because it is a very temperature uniform hot zone, and the energy is equally applied in a 360 degree circle all the way around the workload. So the hot zone can be horizontal, or it can be flipped over so that it can become a vertical furnace. And many of the aircraft engine parts are processed in these round hot zones in a vertical configuration. So that round hot zone was really a game changer in the industry. And as I say, it has been adopted worldwide. Now, today at Solar Manufacturing, we build, of course, all round hot zones. And the other thing we have done is we have improved the insulating characteristics of the furnace by using high purity graphite felt and heavy graphite foil hot face, and also graphite heating elements. We've maintained the stable hearth design, and of course we've maintained the gas cooling nozzle design. And we've been able to design the vacuum chamber itself with such integrity that we can take it all the way to 20 bar. We've made other advancements in the art of the gas quenching so that we can achieve cooling rates in our new furnaces approaching that of oil, so that we've expanded the market for the furnace dramatically. And of course, the size of the furnace has gone way up. We have a furnace that we're just introducing and started up in our Hermitage plant, Hermitage, Pennsylvania, which is a 48-foot deep furnace with a hot zone diameter of about 7 feet or so. You can see that the present day hot zone has the round hot zone and with its insulation has really captured a major part of the market.
This concludes our second podcast in the series we are calling Hot Zone Designs, Past, Present, and Future. Please join us again in the near future for our next Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast, when we will ask Bill Jones about his vision for the future of vacuum furnace hot zone designs. We trust you have found this and all our podcasts helpful.
The Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. The websites of Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing contain technical papers and articles for download related to vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treat processing, which will be very helpful to our listeners. We also encourage our listeners to search the resources tab on our websites. for other technical resources available through the solar companies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to look for our next podcast for another informative vacuum heat treat minute.